değerli bir misafirimiz bizlerle. Bugün görseniz tanıtacak mı kendisini adam? Muhammed Ebu Bekir Sıddık Molla Bey, Bangladeş Cemaati İslami Avrupa Sözcüsü, Londra'da yaşıyor. Aynı zamanda avukatlık yapıyor. Mısır ve Bangladeş'teki idam cezalarının kaldırılması için yaptığınız çalışmalardan haberdar olduğunu ve İslam adına yaptığınız hizmetlerin çok değerli olduğunu söylüyor. 2012 yılında Türkiye'ye gelip Bangladeş Cemaati İslami Manevi Önderlerinden Gulam Azam'ın ve Cemaati İslami üyelerinin gördüğü baskılar için yardım talep etti. Bangladeş'teki insan hakları ihlalleri ve şiddet uygulamaları için İslam dünyasında yapılan yargısız infazın durdurulması konusunda çağrıda bulunmuştu.
Hoş geldiniz, şeref verdiniz, lütfettiniz. Burada sizi görmek bizim için bir onur. Müslüman kardeşimiz olarak sizleri çok seviyoruz, çok destekliyoruz.
It's pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful to you personally and on behalf of my party, Bangladesh Jamaat Islami, that you have given me time to come to you, to meet you and show our gratitude and convey the gratitude of Jamaat that you have raised your voice when Qadar Mullah was killed, Kamaruzzaman was killed by the ruling undemocratic government in Bangladesh. We are really grateful to you. The wonderful job you have done. You have tweeted for him. You've raised your voice for the fair trial and the justice in Bangladesh and against the injustice done to Kamaruzzaman, Qadar Mullah and Mudir Rahman Nizami. So from my party, I'm conveying my gratitude on behalf of my party and from myself personally.
Tercüme yapabiliyor musun sen?
Kendi şahsım ve partim adına size çok teşekkür ediyorum diyor. Bangladeş'teki o antidemokratik cinayeti diyor. Siz sesinizi yükselttiğiniz için diyor. Buna karşı durduğunuz için size çok teşekkür ediyoruz ve çok onur diyoruz diyor. Bize vakit ayırdığınız için.
Şu yaptığınızı çok büyük diliyorum.
Bu zaten Müslümanlık görevimiz. Müminler birbirinin kardeşidir. Birbirinin velisidir. Bütün dünyadaki Müslümanların üstüne bir vecibe bu. Sizlerden Allah razı olsun. Sizler böyle gayretlisiniz, şevklisiniz. Biz sizlerin varlığıyla iftihar ediyoruz. Sizi öz kardeşimiz olarak görüyoruz. Her zaman yanınızdayız. İnşallah Allah İttihat-ı İslam meydana getirsin. İslam birliğini meydana getirsin. Müslümanlar birbirlerinden kardeş olup bu belaları def etsinler inşallah.
Somebody was translating me. Thank you. But the situation is getting worse in Bangladesh. Mir Kashim Ali, one of the key opposition leader and the leader of Bangladesh Jamaat Islami, he was the founder of Islamic Bank in Bangladesh and many hospitals, clinic and educational institutions. And he was a promoter of media and cultural activities as well. And he has been targeted by the government for his key role for Islam and humanity in Bangladesh and for the opposition political parties' activities in Bangladesh. And the government wants to kill him as well. And I need to mention as well that he was the head of World Muslim League in Bangladesh, which is in Arabic called Rabita Alam al-Islami. So the government has used the tool of International War Crimes Tribunal to give him a very bad name that you are a war criminal. And the Supreme Court in Bangladesh, they have also confirmed that that he should be given death penalty. In the next month, his review petition is going to be heard, and it is very clear that government is ignoring your call, Harunia's call, and the call from international human rights and the legal personality that there is no fair trial in Bangladesh, there is no justice in Bangladesh, there are being injustice done to Mir Kashim Ali and the other Jamaat leaders who have been killed. So the government wants to kill Mir Kashim Ali, and that is a plot to destroy a leader of Bangladesh Jamaat Islami and destroy and weaken the Islamic movement in Bangladesh. As you have raised your voice before, and we are very, very grateful to you, we are requesting you again that you will raise your voice so that government, the undemocratic government, does not continue to carry the plan to kill Mir Kashim Ali, one of the valuable assets, not only for Bangladeshi people, he is the asset for the Muslim Ummah as well, that government should not carry on his plan to execute him. And some other top Jamaat leaders who has contributed a lot for the Bangladesh. So my request to you that you will continue to raise your voice and use all of your avenues to put pressure on the government. That's my request, that is all.
Bangladesh'teki baskılar gittikçe artmaya devam ediyor. Özellikle dini muhalif liderlere karşı. Bunların en önde gelen liderlerini de şu an öldürmeye çalışıyorlar. Bunun için komplolar yapıyorlar. Bizim sizden ricamız bu antidemokratik çalışmalara karşı aynı daha önce de yaptığınız gibi sesinizi yükseltmeniz, bizi desteklemeniz diyor şu an.
Siz bize an an her türlü gibi bilgi verin. Biz de bütün gücümüzle dünyadaki her yere sizin, yani bizlerin, kendi kardeşlerimizin sesini duyuralım. Ne gerekiyorsa yapalım. Ama ne yapmamız gerektiğini ve nerelerde tehlike olduğunu bize söylerseniz bu bizim için çok önemli dersin. Sizi
The most important point is that the prosecution, the government lawyers, has brought a case without any proper evidence. The evidence the government has brought against Mir Kasim Ali, it is not a genuine evidence. Even in the Supreme Court, during the last day of the appeal hearing, Supreme Court judge has said, referring to the government lawyers, look, you are doing politics in the name of trial. There is no evidence against Mir Kasim Ali. So he criticized the prosecution, the government lawyers. And he said that Mir Kasim Ali cannot be proven guilty and found guilty and given death penalty that you are asking for based on this flawed evidence against him. As he said in the open court, the government ministers that day and the day on criticized the Chief Justice that, look, we will not receive justice from you. You are biased to Mir Kasim Ali. And due to the government pressure and the minister's pressures, Chief Justice had changed his mind. And then he has given death penalty again to Mir Kasim Ali. So it is very clear the Chief Justice has contradicted himself because of the government pressure. It is not a trial. It is a political tool. As New York Times, Economist, International Bar Association, Human Rights Watch, and Amnesty International, they clearly said it is a political tool to destroy the opposition leader. There is not a justice, there is not a fair trial in Bangladesh.
Hiçbir adil yargılama yok diyor. Ellerinde delil de yok diyor. Bunu birçok uluslararası kuruluşta belirtmesine rağmen diyor, hala bunları, bu liderleri yok etmek için delil bile olmadan bildikleri gibi devam ediyorlar diyor.
Siz bize böyle madde madde, isim isim bildirirseniz bunların yaptıkları eylemler ve hangi kişilere karşı nasıl eylem yapıyorlar, nasıl planları var, yaptıkları zulümler, yani 5 madde, 10 madde bize bildirirseniz biz Birleşmiş Milletler'e de, Amerika'da ya da Rusya'ya da her yere bildiririz. Hükümetimize de gerekli bilgiyi veririz. Dışişleri Bakanlığı'na da bilgi veririz. Hashtag de yaparız gerekirse. Televizyonlardan da anlatırız. İnternette anlatırız. Yani bilinen bilinmeyen her şeyi yaparız. Gereğini yaparız.
İnşallah. We have got İnşallah. All the briefings with us. We will forward it to your colleagues and to you. İnşallah. Hope you will read those and you will pass on to the international organization, as you mentioned, the United Nations and the international community. We will provide everything. As I said, they have brought a case saying that Mir Kasim Ali has committed war crimes in 1971 while there was a conflict and war between then East Pakistan and the West Pakistan. He was a boy of 20 years old boy. He cannot be a war criminal or the leader of a militia group. So as Jamaat Islam is a rising Islamic force in Bangladesh, and they think that the ruling government, undemocratic, unelected government, thinks that if Jamaat Islami continues to rise and that the ruling government cannot sustain and cannot be in the power for the long run. So that's why they are in the plan to weaken and destroy the opposition, key opposition leaders, and the rising Islamic force in Bangladesh. As we are very grateful to them, we will provide you all the briefings, whatever we have prepared, and the international community's observation on Mir Qasim Ali and the other trials. Inshallah, we'll come back to you, and we'll provide you all the evidence. Inshallah.
Şimdi anlattıklarını aşağı yukarı tahmin ediyorum. Fakat bize en acil yapılması gerekenlerin listesini verirlerse oradan gerekeni yaparız. Yani mesela bize 5 hedef en acil ne olduğunu söylerse. Şu anda eğer söyleyebiliyorsa şu anda söylesin.
1971'de 22 yaşındayken işlediği suçlardan sorumlusunmuş ama o sırada zaten genç bir çocuktu diye bir örnek vermişti.
The allegations against Mir Qasim Ali that he committed crime from the month of September, October, November in December in 1971. At the time, he was not in the place. It is called Chittagong, the second largest district in Bangladesh. According to the government evidence, he was in Dhaka. So that point was raised by the defense lawyer, and it was accepted by the Supreme Court Chief Justice in the open court. And second point is that there is no proof that Mir Qasim Ali was leader of a paramilitia group. He was a leader of student. He was a student leader, boy of sort of 20 years old, and there is no evidence that Mir Qasim Ali was the leader of a paramilitia group. And also there was no independent, genuine witness against Mir Qasim Ali who could confirm in the open court that he has seen Mir Qasim Ali by himself killed someone or raped someone, or Mir Qasim Ali has ordered anybody to do that. So there is no evidence. And so as there was no evidence, and the evidence which has been brought against him, there was no live evidence, live witnesses. And even most interestingly, the family members of the victims who has been killed, government is accusing Mir Qasim Ali of, they have not come to the court to give evidence against Mir Qasim Ali. That was the government supporters, ruling party supporters, who has been forced or bribed to give evidence against Mir Qasim Ali. And some of them were even minor, some of them were even didn't born in 1971. So these are the very weaknesses in Mir Qasim Ali's case. As I said, Chief Justice in the open court has said that according to the evidence, whatever we have, Mir Qasim Ali cannot be found guilty, and Chief Justice has criticized the prosecution of the government side for failure to provide any evidence. And after government's ministers' open criticism and government's interference, and they have given the death penalty to Mir Qasim Ali, and they want to kill him. His review hearing is going to be heard by the same bench, four judges bench, who has given the original decision, the decision in the appeal court. Same bench are going to review his hearing. It is not acceptable in the international world. This is not the norms. A bench which has already heard the case, that bench is again reviewing. So it seems that bench will not give any fair outcome, no fair outcome will come from this bench. The same bench who has given death penalty to Mir Qasim Ali and who has been surrendered to the government pressure.
O tarihte 1971 yılında ait suçlamalara maruz kalmış. O tarihte 22 yaşındaydı söylüyor. Paramiliter grup lideri olamazdı, öğrenciydi.
Qasim Ali.
Mir Qasim Ali.
Bunu var. Evet.
Mir Qasim Ali.
Öldürdüğü, tecavüz ettiğine ya da öldürmesine emir verdiğine dair herhangi bir kanıt yok. Şahit de yok. Mahkemede şahit olarak çıkarılanlar incelendiğinde...
Şimdi tutuklu mu bu şahıs?
Evet. Oh, he is in jail. The government is planning to kill him next month or following month.
Hapisteymiş.
He's in jail.
Bangladeş'te hapiste. Tamam. Bununla ilgili kamuoyunu geniş çaplı bilgilendiririz. Bu haksız tutumla ilgili de siz bize kısaca madde madde belirtirseniz Onları da ayrıca her yere göndeririz.
İmposta da bana bakın. İmposta.
Her türlü, her şey yaparız. Ama siz bize göndereceksiniz herhalde değil mi? Evet. Bugün değil de
yarın
gönderirsiniz. Evet. Ben sizi öyle uzun uzun özellikle konuşturayım ki hani içinizi açın, derdinizi anlatın diye imkan veriyorum. Herhalde bu şahıslardan bir tanesi bu kastettiniz. Başka kardeşimiz var mı öyle? Birkaç kişi daha var mı bu konuda olan? İsim verebilir misiniz?
Yes, there are three other top leaders of Bangladesh Jamaat Islami who are in the jail may follow Mir Kasim Ali with the death verdict. Their names are Maulana Abdus Subhan. He was an ex-MP for 5 times in Bangladesh. People voted him to become an MP.
Siz bize tutuklu önde gelen 5 kişinin ismini verin. Onların üstüne çok yoğun duralım.
Evet.
Tutuklu. 5 kişi yani çok kalabalık olmasının bir anlamı yok. Çünkü o 5 kişiye yönelir de onlar da etkili
olacak. After Mir Kasim Ali, I'm telling you the names. After Mir Kasim Ali, it is Maulana Abdus Subhan, ex-MP. And then ATM Azharul Islam, the second man. And there is another MP called Maulana Abdul Khalik. And
Dalawarshan Saidi review.
Yes, Maulana Dalawarshan Saidi, his case is on the appeal in the review stage as well.
Beş kişi. Tamam, bu yeterli. Yani onlar da zaten netice alırsak hepsinden netice alırız.
İnşallah.
Sembolik olmuş oluyor onlar. Bize yarın daha detaylı bir yani hangi konularda haksızlığa uğradıklarını da belirtin ki biz onu her yere ulaştıralım.
İnşallah.
Yani Birleşmiş Milletler'de, NATO'ya da, Rusya'ya da, Amerika'da her yere ulaştıralım.
Mir Kasim hapisteymiş. Önümüzdeki ay idam.
The general allegation, the allegation against those people that they were the leaders of Bangladesh Jamaat Islami and its students in 1971. What they are blaming is that you were a paramilitia group, you killed the innocent people in Bangladesh, you raped, they were the religious leaders, though they were students like Syed Bodhi Jamal Nursi in this country. So they were the followers of Islamic movement, Maulana Maududi. So they blame that you wanted an united Pakistan, actually you are against the people of Bangladesh. So you committed crimes. There are some committed crimes were committed by the Pakistani people, Pakistani army members, but not these people. For last 40 years, no people has brought any case against those leaders that they committed crime in 1971. After 40 years of the liberation, from 71 to 2007-8-9, no people has brought a case against them. Maulana Abdus Subhan, his name I mentioned, he was elected MP for 5 times. But they have brought allegations against him that you killed innocent people, you raped the people in your locality, but no people has brought any case against him before. People elected him MP.
Şimdi burada acil olan bir tanesinin idam kararı kesinleşmiş herhalde. Onun üstünde duralım. Mir Kasim Ali. Temiz mahkemesi
yes, that is Mir Kasim Ali.
Evet, onanmış, evet. Bu kişinin özellikle üstünde durarak konuyu anlatalım. Yalnız bunlar af isteme konusunda neden çekiniyorlar? Af isteyip affedilseler sonra orada rejim zaten değişir. Yani Bangladeş hükümeti tamamen değişmesi ihtimali var. Yani hükümetin yıkılması ihtimali var. Af isteyip zaman kazanabilirler. Neden af istemiyorlar? O konuda ikna edemez miyiz onları?
Okay. Okay. What happened? Government is in Bangladesh. They do not have a fair mind. They do not have a mercy in their heart. You know, they blamed Jamaat leaders Ali Hassan Mujahid and the Kamaruzzaman. And BNP leader Salahuddin Qadir Chaudhuri, that they have sought mercy to the president. And do you know that the government played a game? They said that, that they have accepted that they committed crime in 1971, and government has rejected that they made a mercy petition. Actually, they did not seek the mercy petition. Rather, government has said that they have accepted that they committed a crime in 1971 to blame the other Jamaat leaders and the Jamaat Islami Party. So the government actually rejected by themselves any application for the clemency. So it is very clear that if those leaders who are awaiting to be hanged, if they claim mercy petition, it will be rejected. There is no hope for that.
Şimdi vakitleri kısalıyor. Bana çok kısa özlü bilgi vermesi çok önemli. Yoksa geç kalacaklar. Özür dileme konusunda ne diyor kısaca?
What do you think about apology?
Evet veya hayır kısaca.
Yes or no? Apology of the accused persons.
As I said, there is no hope for asking or getting amnesty for the government, and government has rejected before, though the government played a game. It is not realistic.
Hükümet reddediyor. Özür dilemeni geçerli değil.
Yes.
O zaman tamam. O zaman geniş çaplı Türkiye çapında, dünya çapında.
The main thing is that they have not committed any crime. But the government wants to blame them, and the government has rejected, saying that, look, they have accepted the liability and they said that they have committed crime. Actually, the government has rejected, saying that, look, we are not giving mercy to them. They are the criminals, they are the killers.
Sizi bağışlamıyoruz hiçbir şekilde. Siz katilsiniz.
Tamam, o zaman o konu bitmiş. Hükümet sürekli orada duracak diye de bir şey yok. Yani hükümetler zamanla değişiyor. Her yerde değişiyor. Rejimler değişiyor. Hükümetler değişiyor. Komünizm yıkıldı Rusya'da. Bangladeş'te de rejim yani sürekli devam edeceğine dair bir garanti yok. Her an yıkılabilir rejim. Biz elimizden geleni yapacağız. İçeri rahat olsun. Yani gücümüzün yettiği kadar, Allah'ın verdiği imkan kadar gereğini yapacağız.
İnşallah.
Peki teşekkür ediyoruz.
İnşallah.
Kısa bir film yapalım. Gene devam edeceğiz.
Evet, kısa videolarla devam ediyoruz programımıza.